This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Summer means that high school students are out of school for vacation. For many of them, it will be their first summer driving. Borges is offering two free driver workshops this summer for new drivers between the ages of 14 and 17, as well as their parents. Megan Goes is Injury Prevention Coordinator for Borges. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much.
So give us a general overview. What happens at these workshops?
Well, what we're going to be talking about at the workshop is the Michigan Graduated Driver's License Program, what it entails, what the laws and regulations are for obtaining and utilizing this driver's license, and then a big portion of it is how parents can be active in helping teach their kids how to be safe drivers.
Explain a little bit about the graduated driver's licensing program for someone like myself who is too old to have gone through it and doesn't have children who have yet reached that age where they go through it.
Yep. The Michigan Graduated Driver's License, or the GDL, as it's often called, it includes a three-step licensing program where the children or the teens go through the different levels of the driver's license and they earn more privileges as they continue to become comfortable and as they get older and get the different levels of the license.
Is a workshop like this a part of that program, or is this in addition to something separate?
This is something separate, and it's completely voluntary, but it definitely goes along with their driver's education that they'll get through their school or their public schooling, and it will just help them and their parents learn more about it. You know, children go to driver's training, and they're learning exactly what they need to do, but that's not necessarily conveyed back to the parents. So this is a really good lesson for the parents and the children.
Why is it so important that the parents are involved?
Crash rates peak between 16 and 17 years for a lot of teens. And that's when they are done with their license, their level three. They have their level three and they have no restrictions and they are not necessarily being supervised by their parents anymore.
The parent doesn't have to be in the car with them at that point. The way they are working up through their learner's permit.
Correct. Yeah. So once they are 17, they get their level three and that is no restrictions. They have full privileges as any adult would have. So it's very important that parents are encouraging them to learn as much as possible, and they are supervising as much as possible. So when they get to that point, they're safe drivers.
Give us an idea of some of the things that we might focus on here. For instance, distractions. Is that one of the things we might cover in a class like this?
Absolutely. Distracted driving is the number one reason that motor vehicle accidents happen, and motor vehicle accidents are the number one killer of teens, especially in that 16 and 17 age group. So we definitely talk about distracted driving. We really tell kids that distracted driving is anything that takes your mind off of the road, whether it's turning on the radio, whether it's looking at texting and driving is a big deal right now. Anything that takes your eyes off the road or your mind off the road is distracted driving. And we really make sure we tell the teen drivers that it only takes a second for you to take your eyes off the road to have a motor vehicle crash.
Now, when I was learning to drive, yes, there was music. You could listen to the radio or, mm-hmm. or perhaps maybe back then a cassette tape, if you've heard of those. Perhaps there were other distractions, what was going on around you, perhaps an attractive person in the other car you were looking at. Those things are all still there. So do you have to address the technology? You mentioned texting, but there's lots of other things that can also distract a young driver. Those are things you try to focus on when you talk about distractions.
Absolutely. It's not just turning on the radio or texting. We have GPS systems. We have iPods, MP3s. There are digital billboards out there. There are so many distractions when we're driving. And part of this program is teaching kids about the different levels and teaching them exactly what not to do, I guess, when you drive. Part of the class will be comparing the driving habits from the parents to the kids. So if kids see parents texting and driving, kids are going to think that's okay. So it's also education for the parents as well. We really drive home that the kids watch their parents, and that's why the supervised driving is so important. The parents need to learn to lead by example.
Is there also an education for the parents who did not go through a graduated program that may have gone through the old system, which was take driver's training, get your permit, drive on the permit for a while, get your license.
Yep. I will literally go through every single step of the segments and the levels. So we will start with, you know, when they are 14 years and 8 months and they start just the book work, we'll go over exactly what to expect, and then we'll move on to the next level, move on to the next level. So we will make sure we completely pick it apart. It's more of a discussion-based presentation, so I won't just be standing there lecturing. People can ask me questions and we'll interact and make sure everyone's on the same page with the GDL as we go through the presentation.
What are a couple things that someone might pick up doing this that they would not learn, or perhaps would not learn, if they just went through a regular driver's training class in the graduated system?
I would say, as far as the graduated license system, they will get all of that information through their driver's training course. I think the number one thing is learning that information with the parents. Once the parents know exactly what the kids are learning in school, they can ask them questions. What did you learn at driver's ed? Or, I understand you need 50 hours of practice time, so we need to make sure we get that in. Some parents just sign off on the hours driven, and it's really important that the parents and the teens are both on the same page. So I think that would be the number one thing with going to this presentation with the teen driver and the parents.
This is open to new drivers between the ages of 14 and 17.
Correct.
Now, that's kind of a big age gap for that particular point in life, mm-hmm. and for that particular point in driving. At 14, you're just learning. Mm-hmm. By 17, you might, as you say, be at the point where you can drive with no restrictions. So I guess I'm wondering, how general is this? Are there very specific things that somebody 14 might pick up and somebody 17 might ignore, and vice versa?
Yes, it is rather broad, because we're going to be starting with segment one, which is 14 years and 8 months, all the way to when they're 17. So as I go through, say we're talking about segment one, I'm really speaking towards those 14-year-olds, saying this is what you should be picking up in driver's ed. This is what you have to look forward to next. That might be irrelevant to 17 at this point, because they've already done there, you know, been there, done that. But once we get to level three and I'm talking about the certain restrictions that they may have, they'll definitely pick up more on that. I did have kids in my last presentation who were 11 or 10 years old, and they really enjoyed it because they knew how not to distract big brother or big sister when they're driving, and they understood that it's very important as well. So we're marketing towards 14 to 17-year-olds, but older kids, younger kids, I think everyone can get something out of a presentation like this.
What is generally the feedback you have heard from parents and students who have taken part? Do they appreciate some of the things that they learn?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of parents thank me, because the whole system is rather confusing. There's, you know, two segments, there's three different levels, but the way it's broken down, I feel that it's very easy to understand. We go through it one slide at a time. I make sure everyone's on the same page before we go to the next slide. So I think the general feedback was very appreciative.
Are there one or two things that you've observed that young drivers really need to learn, something that they really need to get up to speed on in order to drive safely?
Confidence and just knowledge of the rules of the road. A lot of kids, when they're 17, they get their license and they just think, you know, yahoo, I can do whatever I want. But they still need to make sure they're paying attention to the road. I mean, there's a lot to think about. The signs, your speed, the distractions, and that all comes with practice. Driving's a learned skill. And the more you practice, the better you are at that skill. So I think the number one thing for teens is just practice, practice, practice.
And the graduated driving system does give them a lot of time practicing with somebody else in the car.
It does.
Presumably a parent.
Yeah. One of the requirements to get their level three or unrestricted license is 50 hours of supervised driving time with their parent. 10 of those hours have to be nighttime driving as well. I also encourage the parents in my class that it doesn't have to stop at 50 hours. If parents don't want their kids to go on to the level three, they can fill out a form. Secretary of State will give that to them in their level two packet. And we'll talk about that in the presentation. But they can fill out a form saying, you know, I don't think my teen is quite ready. I'm going to hold off on that level three for now. So as soon as they turn 17, when generally it's just sent to you in the mail, the parent has, you know, the opportunity to practice longer with their teen before they go on to the next one. And that's something that I think the parents pick up on. And there are a lot of different tools that parents can learn through this. It's not just going through the system. Parents have a very active role in the system, but don't necessarily know all of those ins and outs.
Megan Gose, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Megan Gose is Injury Prevention Coordinator for Borges. Information about upcoming workshops for young drivers and their parents can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.